We have the finance bill that's been published and debated in this week in the Dáil, and we're going to be calling again, even at this late stage, on the government to actually see sense and to bring forward demonstrable, measurable measures that will support workers and families in this cost of living crisis. On top of that, they need to empower the regulator to look at the price gouging that's going on within the very large supermarkets. We know that a number of companies dominate the retail sector. There's about three or four companies, we need to look at the profiteering that is happening there as this continues unabated at this point in time. It's the number one topic that's on everybody's lips at this point in time. We're out engaging with people as part of this presidential campaign, and everybody wants to talk to you about the cost of living, and prices just keep on going up and up, and it's right across the board. And there's a responsibility on the large retailers that are basically dominating the market to make sure that they're not profiteering and price gouging here. But there's also a responsibility in government to support workers and families during these times. And that's what I can't understand for the life of me, why they deliberately turn their back on ordinary families and ordinary individuals in last week's budget, how they gave away €9.5 billion. But for most people that I've been talking to, they feel like it's an austerity budget because actually they're worse off next year than they were this year. And that's not acceptable in my view.